Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
The South Haven Business Beat podcast is sponsored by Community Bank. At Community Bank, relationships come first. We're proud to be a bank where you're more than a number. You're family. Our experienced bankers take time to understand your goals and walk beside you every step of the way. Whether it's personal or business banking, we've got you covered. Visit communitybank.net or stop by your local branch to experience relationship banking at its best. Community Bank, where community comes first.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us for an episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke, and we're here today to allow one of our local businesses to be able to tell their story and just to share some information that could be valuable in you, in your professional life, in your personal life, and just all around growth and well-being. I have the distinct honor and pleasure of inviting Miss Susan East, the owner, CEO, and incredible woman that she is of Alignment Activator.
Wow.
That introduction alone, Alignment Activator, sounds just powerful.
Yes.
And you are just a precious little lady, and I love you so, so much, and I'm so thankful that you're here with us.
Thank you so much. Oh, this is an honor for me. I am so grateful that, number one, that you invited me, and second of all, to be able to share with everybody what it is that I do, because so many of us don't understand personal development. We don't understand who we are as a person. We only take what it is that people see on the outside, and they never realize that the power, the everything that you are is within you. And to be able to come here and express that and to show people that there's more to life than what you see right here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I know in the brief time that I've known you, you have helped our team just to be able to grow as individuals, and even giving us the strength and the courage and the words to be able to interact with one another in a much more positive light. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get along great anyway, we're the, core four dynamic group.
Yes.
But the peace and the presence that you have provided when you come in and meet with us. I'm so thankful that you've met with us, even our team, and just invested your passion in what you do. Can you break that down on just elementary level? What is it you do? What can somebody expect if they interact with you?
Well, that's a great question, because when people come to me, they come to me after they've heard a podcast, or they've come to a mastermind, or they may have seen something on social media that triggered somewhat of an interest within them, like something inside started to say, oh, I like what she's saying, or I wonder how she does that. And what I have found is the more that we start learning, and this is what I do, I don't teach you what to think. I teach you how to think. Because we are a product of our thoughts. And I never thought about that until that was brought to my attention. I don't know if you've ever just kind of been somewhere and you're just sitting there going, is there more to life than what's happening to me right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, do we ever, and it's just like, is this all there is? We put limitations on who we are. But we don't really realize that it's a limitation, because we were never taught that you can do whatever you want in life. But you can't do it if you're not helped and guided on how it is or how that takes place. It's not just coming in and saying, write your gratitudes, write your affirmations. It's not all about that. It's about learning who you are as a person. And we do that by what we think about ourselves, how we think about ourselves. And the way you do that is to get around, be with somebody who you see exhibits what it is that you want in your life.
So in the time that you have started doing this, what are the type of people that you find that are gravitating towards this? Is there a particular group that you kind of gravitate towards that you want to encourage more? What kind of group of people do you see?
That's a great question, because right now I work a lot with women, because as women, we have a tendency to think that we are the name, we're the mother, we're the sister, we're the wife, whatever. You know, we do not realize that there's so much power within us, that we're not just a name. You can have, and I have with real estate. I mean, you have initials after your name. You have all these credentials.
Yes.
But that doesn't say who you are. That's only what you've done. And that's not who you are. You are more than that. And we don't realize we're more than that, because we limit our thinking. You know, we wear all these hats, but the hats don't mean anything. What matters is who you are. And what that does then is that just brings out a power. People don't realize how powerful you are. Women are very powerful. And most of the time we've never were taught we're the powerful ones, right? But we're very powerful. But we don't know that because we're not taught that. Things that I do with women, and not only women, I mean, we're talking, I work with businesses because, they're such a broad thing. But anyway, I work with women to help them bring out who they are. But it all starts with that desire. You have to have a desire to want more in your life. You know, we can go to school and we can learn these things, but if that desire of not really digging in and getting more out, nothing will work for you.
And that is one thing that you definitely brought when you came and spoke with us. You asked that question, and it really did. It made every one of us just kind of sit back for a minute and go, wow, if you strip away all the titles, all the things, who are you? Who is Kristen?
Yeah.
I am a wife. I am a mother. I am a daughter. I am an event coordinator. I am a grandmother. No, no, I'm not. Mm-mm. Those are things that I've done. Those are things that I am doing.
Mm-hmm.
But who am I?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know what? You're not alone. You are not alone, because we don't know who we are. You're not taught that in school. You can get all the degrees and all the education, but they never teach you, who are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's empowering. It really is, because it gives you permission to dream and explore something that you haven't ever had the opportunity to do.
Mm-hmm.
You get up every day and you're like, okay, I got to put on this hat. All right, kids are at school. I got to put on this hat. And you go to work. And then you come to the grocery store and you do the things. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you're doing the same thing every single day.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you permission to stop. Mm-hmm. Meeting with you gives you permission to really explore something that you take for granted.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know any different.
It's incredible.
We don't really know that there's more out there. If you stop and think about it, you're like, oh, that's interesting, but you're not really sure what that is. And then someone says, but you know you can have whatever you want. And you can if you put your mind to it. And I think that is probably one of the major things is, my question to you is, what do you want? And don't limit yourself. You know, we weren't made. There's a saying that we are God's highest form of creation. We are the center of divine operation. And divine operation is always for expansion and fuller expression of who we are. And we can't grow until we learn who we are.
I absolutely love that. That is so precious. And as a person who wants to constantly be on that journey of learning and self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And even as a Christian, how mm-hmm. I can use the things that God has given us mm-hmm. to be able to not only live well, but live for Him well. Mm-hmm. And I love that so very much. The next area I want to just dive into is a couple of things. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to go to a commercial and thank our sponsors, because mm-hmm. we can't do what we do without their yeah, support, obviously. Exactly. So, guys, if you would, just come on back. We'll be here in just a few minutes. We want to keep on talking, and we can't wait to dive more into alignment.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively. Exchange contacts seamlessly and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. South Haven Business Beat. We're sitting down right now with Miss Susan East, and she is a precious, precious creature teaching us all about self-discovery and development, whether it be in your personal life, professional life, taking time to stop and really think about who you are and who you want to be and where you want to go. And you had mentioned yeah. earlier just a little snippet about how you do work with businesses and corporations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I had mentioned about the fact that you sat down with our chamber team. Mm-hmm. So it kind of leans into that a little bit, because it did help in our communications with each other in the business world. And in just interacting in our office, mm-hmm. can you tell me a little bit more about the types of businesses that you've been able to work with yeah. and small business, large business, yeah. what that looks like if, let's say, a business owner of a small business wants to contact you, or an HR department wants yeah. you to come in and do communications training mm-hmm. or whatever? Mm-hmm. What does that look like with a business?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think a lot of times we don't realize why we may not grow the way that we really want to grow, or why we're not reaching certain goals that we really want to meet. And I've worked with small businesses, but does that mean that's the only one that it works for? No. Mindset, personal development, what I do, teaching you how to think, is for everybody. It's not just for one person or one group of people. It's for everybody, because once we start learning what it is that we want in life, and then take what that is and work from the end and pull it forward. When I work with companies and businesses, what I like to do is find out what it is that they're really wanting. Because a lot of times we work with, you know, we go in and we have these expectations. This is what we made last year. We need to make sure we get there or exceed, or whatever that might be. But if you think about that, what are your plans to get to that point?
Yes.
The other thing is everybody on your team in the same mindset you are of getting to that point? Because we need to all learn to work together, because once your team, once everybody else understands what it is you're wanting, then they're going, ah, that's what it is. That's why you say what you say. That's why you do what you do. But until you understand what the leader, the CEO, the president, whoever it might be, until you understand where their goal is, can you incorporate that with the rest? But the main thing is that person needs to know what they want. Because they may think that's what they want, but they may really want more than that. So sometimes we put that limitation on us because we really want more. We think that we really want more, but we're never communicating that down to everybody else. And when we don't get that, then our expectations are not met. And then, you know, then we have issues that go on because we don't communicate that well enough, or people don't understand what it is you want. So what I do is I get everybody on the same level and work with people to get them in a room and find out what it is they thought, or, you know, what you're thinking. Is this person doing what you want? And if not, how can we get that so that it flows? You know, work is not really, it should not be one of these just dreaded things to do. We work for satisfaction is what we do. A job, you need to come and work, because when you work for satisfaction, then all the profits, all everything else flows out of that, because you're providing that service. And once you start providing the service that you are, know that you're really good at doing, and you do it with an ease and flow, things, everything starts changing. It's not just, man, I got to go to work today, or I got to do this, or you don't have to do anything, but you want to do things like that. So, you know, so that I find that small business, big business, it doesn't matter, because it's all the same. It's all in how are you thinking, what it is you want, and then your desire to get to that point.
That's incredible. I absolutely agree that if you don't know what your goals are, what your expectations are, you can't communicate that to your team. Mm-hmm. And if you can't communicate that, then you're never going to get there.
Yeah.
And that's something that's definitely an invaluable tool, especially with a small business, because you have zero margin for error if you're the only one that's, you know, footing the bill. This is your dream. This is your baby.
Yes.
They may not have the passion that you do, but it may simply be because they don't understand it yet.
Yes. And it's a lot of it is in the words we use. You know, you mentioned goals. People set goals, but goals are for achieving. We don't just set them, because when we just set the goals, then it's like, okay, well, I set that goal. Okay. But when you have to achieve a goal, doesn't that just kind of just changes everything about it, doesn't it?
A little bit. Gotta actually do the action to get there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So if you were going to address our viewers, what... You had mentioned before this, like, three practical applications. What can we do? Because we're in the business world, especially as women, wearing all of these hats, doing all of these things. We have a moment where we are just overwhelmed when everything is just going crazy. Everything is just out of control, and we just have to take a minute. If you could give just some practical advice, three little things that you could do just to help us get back, just to center and bring it back to focus, what would you say?
Oh, that's a great question.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, you put me on the spot, but that's okay. I think the first thing when this happens to me, I can only speak for myself, and when this takes place, I've learned to just stop. Because we don't stop. We get caught up in the feeling, in that emotional thing. And I believe what it is we don't realize that we are energy, okay? So when we get caught up in that moment, that energy starts rising. And that energy can either be negative energy or positive energy. So we need to take and stop for a moment and not give any more thought to that negative, and learn how to flip that to the positive. Okay, so what I like to do is just stop what I'm doing and think for a moment, what are the words, what am I feeling here? And does that serve me? Stop and think, is what you're thinking serving you to make you better, make the situation better? Is that going to make my child stop screaming? Is that going to make me earlier for or get me to work on time. I mean, these are just things that start happening, and we start giving that energy. But just stop for a moment. What can I do to change that? Right? So we can either scream back at the child, like I know I have in the past.
I think we all have. If you have children, it's happened.
Or, like, if you're going to be late for work, have you ever stopped to just say, maybe I need to get up 5 minutes earlier? You know, there are things we can do to get to that point. So to me, the first thing I ask my ladies to do is just stop for a moment, because we don't stop. That's the thing. As women, we never stop. We're just feel like we have to go, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not true. You don't have to. Just stop and think, what is happening here? And how do I want this to be? Because you are in control. I'm not in control. Your kids aren't in control. Your husband, all that's not in control. You are in control. And I think we forget that we hold the power. Again, the power is within. And it's your choice. How are you going to direct that power? So that would be one thing that I would say to do. Another thing, and I had mentioned before, about setting gratitudes. When we do gratitudes, that puts that energy level up. And it automatically, because we give thanks for what we have. You know, most of the time, I don't know if the viewers have or not, but how many people really stop and write out, what are you thankful for? And it should be 5 things in the present and 5 things in your future, and give thanks for them in the present. Because once you put the energy out, it can do nothing but come back. So that's something that I practice every day, is 5 things now, 5 things for my future. How do I want that to be? And whatever you put out there is what's going to come back, right? And the other thing is, get with somebody who has the results that you are looking for. Absolutely. Because you want to surround yourself with somebody who has what it is that you want in life. I want what you have. I want to be where you are. So show me how to get there. That's what I would do.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Because that is something that I have definitely learned through the years, is you have to surround yourself with people that push you and inspire you. Mm-hmm. And having somebody who walked in your shoes, mm-hmm, 3 years ago, mm-hmm, here's how I got through that. Here's the easiest path. Mm-hmm. Here's the worst path. This is the one I took. And that makes all the difference. And even with, you had mentioned about stopping and pausing and all the crazy. I watched a podcast not too long ago, and the person that was talking, it was a behavioral health therapist. Mm-hmm. And they said that the true, like, physiological, everything behind the scenes for fear and for excitement are exactly the same physical response. Mm-hmm. You just have to train your brain to go, I'm not scared right now. I'm excited about the opportunity. And it's just the changing of your mindset that makes the difference.
Yeah.
I love that.
If you think about it, and this is something that I teach, fear and faith are 2 things that you cannot see. And you have the choice, which do you do it? So when you think of fear, fear is false evidence appearing real.
Okay, y'all write that down. False evidence appearing real.
Yes.
I love that. I'm going to put that one in my pocket for later.
There you go.
Well, I mentioned that you have come in and helped our team, mm-hmm, since you joined the chamber. We ask everybody that comes into the chamber and has been a member for a minute, for years.
Yeah.
What if you had to give one thing or whatever that you have seen a value or that you personally have gained from being a part of our chamber family? Mm-hmm. what would you say was something that was a value to you?
It may sound strange, but it's all right. I think the acceptance of what we all bring to the chamber, you guys accept it with grace. And I think that means everything because, you know, everybody has something different that they do. But you guys, when we come in, you accept whatever it is, you take it by the horns and you say, this is perfect for what we have. You guys bring the community together in ways that so many do not. And I think that speaks volumes for who you are. And I know you have embraced what I have done. And just, I don't know. I think if anything, this chamber is definitely a family that wants to grow together, to grow the community and to serve. I think the key word is service. You know, we're all here for a reason, but we're all here to serve each other. And I think you guys do that exceptionally well. You serve all of us.
That's what we are here to do. Mm-hmm. We just want to be a megaphone to help you tell your story. Yeah. To do what you can't do individually is to be able to just tell everyone. Yeah. And I'm so thankful to have you here to use this platform as another opportunity for you to just share your love and your passion.
Yeah.
Guys, you don't want to miss a single episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't done so, please go like and subscribe to the South Haven Business Beat podcast. And we look forward to sharing with another small business owner soon. Bye, guys.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.